Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The policeman who swapped himself for a hostage during an Islamist attack on a supermarket in southern France on Friday has died of his injuries. French leaders have praised the courage of Lieutenant Colonel Arnaud Beltrame. Gavin Lee is outside the supermarket in Trèbes where the siege took place.
Emmanuel Macron, one of the first two to comment, talking about how he fell for his country, this exceptional bravery, and Gérard Collomb, the Interior Minister, as well, talking about a man who showed utter heroism to sacrifice his own life, to swap his position, to effectively bring this siege to an end because it allowed those officers to come in. It's being reported in the French press that Arnaud Beltrame was one of those early negotiators that said, look, you're looking for the police, swap me for this position.
China's foreign trade chief says it's ready and capable of defending its interests in a trade war with the United States. More from Michael Bristow.
Liu He is the Chinese leader Xi Jinping's trusted economic adviser, who has only just stepped out of the shadows. He was appointed China's vice premier, responsible for economic affairs at the country's recent annual parliamentary session. His appointment comes as President Trump plans billions of dollars of duties on Chinese goods. Liu He told his US counterpart a trade war would hurt everyone and that US tariffs would violate international trade rules. But he also said that China was unafraid to protect its interests.
Investigators in Britain have spent 7 hours searching the offices of Cambridge Analytica, the company alleged to have taken vast amounts of data from Facebook users without their consent. But it took 4 days for the Information Commissioner to obtain a warrant to enter the premises. Ben Andor reports.
The High Court granted the Information Commissioner a warrant to search the offices of Cambridge Analytica, and within an hour, 18 inspectors arrived to begin work. Pizzas were delivered and the team left just after 3 a.m. It's understood the inspectors were looking for evidence that the company had not, as it claimed, destroyed personal information about 50 million Americans gathered from Facebook, but had possibly used the data to try to influence the U.S. presidential elections in 2016.
This is the World News from the BBC.